spots of the wild card are the ones that could benefit from this the most.
Yeah, that's right. So you just look at all the teams, and whether it be, you know, right now, and this the way the standings look, the Cincinnati's, San Francisco, Arizona, Chicago, like all those teams in the NL wild card race, are definitely the teams that are in play here, and we'll see what happens. I think tomorrow midday we'll find out.
All right, Craig, good luck today.
Thanks, Lane.
Craig Council with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got more when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now at Menards, saving money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. Protect your trim and walls with Scotch Painter's Tape. It stays on any surface and can be easily removed without leaving any sticky residue behind. Make your painting project easier and get a 2-inch wide roll for $6.99 after 11% rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carbliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carbliss's all-new cocktail collection brings four flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carbliss. Find your bliss.
Feeling. Loving, experiencing, life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Brewers and Cubs decide this series this afternoon from Wrigley Field. Before we continue with more of the On Deck Show built by Menards, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country.
Time for Drink Wisconsin Blue Brandy Old Fashioned History. On this day in 1987, the Brewers saw a historic performance at their expense. Kirby Puckett that day went 6-for-6 with a couple of home runs for Minnesota. Twins won the game 10-6, and that tied the American League record for hits in a 9-inning game. Puckett 6-for-6 on August 30th, 1987. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsin Blee has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy or their new Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for it where brandy is served or sold. Today's injury report, as always, is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Tonight, Julio Teheran begins a rehab assignment for Milwaukee. He's pitching for the Nashville Sounds at Durham. And Jesse Winker's played 6 games with Nashville on his rehab. He has 6 hits and 7 walks. Winker playing well at AAA anyway. When we come back, we're going to talk to an old friend of ours, Pat Hughes, the Ford Frick Award winner this year and a National Baseball Hall of Famer. Pat Hughes joins us next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues from Wrigley as the Brewers and Cubs get set to wrap up the series this afternoon. And we're happy to welcome on, well, a voice much more familiar than mine on these airwaves, the old member of the Brewers Radio Network and now Baseball Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes. First of all, congratulations belatedly from all of us in Milwaukee to you and your family, Pat, on a well-deserved honor this year. Have your feet hit the ground yet?
Well, Josh, thank you. That's very kind of you. It still seems a little bit in the surreal neighborhood, but I'm very happy. It was a wonderful experience for me and my family, and I truly wish that it could happen to every single baseball announcer, because being in Cooperstown and you go into the museum and they have all these plaques and you see a plaque of yourself, you think, how did I ever get here? But I'm happy I'm there, and it's nice to be with you, and it's always good to have a Cubs-Brewers series. It's quite a rivalry.
I was lucky enough to actually watch the speech you made, your induction speech. I was sitting with Judy Uecker, and so she and I got to enjoy it together, and we were so happy to hear, of course, Bob get his mention, and Kent Sommerfeld got a mention as well. The time that you spent in Milwaukee, as you look back on it, obviously people know you now as Mr. Cubs, but what did that mean for your career, all the years that you spent calling games with Bob?
Well, very important on two levels. My career, yes, as I pointed out in the speech, I learned an enormous amount of baseball from Bob Uecker. I think, Josh, you'll find in your career that the more time you can spend with an ex-big league player, and Bob and I worked 12 seasons together, so you get there to the park 2 hours before the game. The game is 2 to 3 hours long. So that's 4 to 5 hours every day sitting next to an ex-big league player who has all this knowledge. And I tried to learn and tap into as much of that knowledge and ask a lot of questions whenever I could. But I did learn a tremendous amount from Bob. So on the professional level, it was very important. And on the personal level, Milwaukee was very important. That's where I met my wife, Trish, and both of our daughters, Janelle and Amber, were born right there in Brookfield, Wisconsin. So it's I will never forget Milwaukee or what it meant to me, and I have a very warm place in my heart.
The great Pat Hughes, our guest. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards, from Wrigley. All right, back to the here and now. You mentioned it. It's a great rivalry, and boy, is it fun to have these two teams, the Cubs and the Brewers, fighting for a division championship as we get close to September. As you look at this Cubs season, the way that it's transpired, you surprised at all the way that they've played so well over these last couple of months?
Well, I really am not as surprised at that, Josh, as I was kind of surprised in a disappointing way the team played in the first 2 months, falling 10 games below 500. I thought, there's more talent on this team than that. And it turns out that there is more talent. We've got a lot of good players, really good players. Cody Bellinger, Nico Hoerner, and Dansby Swanson, just to name a few. And we have some good pitchers, too. The guy that pitched last night, Justin Steele, he is going to be a strong candidate, I believe, for the Cy Young Award winner. And we've got some other guys that know what they're doing. Kyle Hendricks, he's no stranger to Milwaukee. And Marcus Stroman is currently on the disabled list. But when he's healthy, he can be dominant. So I knew we had a better team. And I'm not surprised that we've played as well as we have lately. And now the goal is to play your best ball when you really have to, which is late in the season, leading into what you hope is a glorious and prosperous postseason.
We will save a seat and a brat for you in Milwaukee for the final series of the regular season. Pat, it's always good to see you, and thanks for coming back on these airwaves again.
Thanks, Josh. Have fun today.
Pat Hughes, our guest here. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back to Wrigley, I'll get you this afternoon's starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Rubber match between the Brewers and the Cubs is coming up at Wrigley Field. It is only minutes away from first pitch. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time to get you this afternoon's starting lineups. Presented, as always, by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. They're supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. The Brewers with Carlos Santana back in the lineup, and the top of it looks a lot like it did during the 9-game winning streak. Christian Yelich in the leadoff spot has had a very nice series. He's playing left. William Contreras now holding a 9-game hitting streak. Contreras, the catcher, hits second. And Santana, as mentioned, back in there for Craig Counsell today. He will serve as the designated hitter, batting third. Sal Frelick in the cleanup spot. Frelick is the center fielder. And Willie Adames back into the 5 spot today. Adames is the shortstop. Rowdy Tellez gets another start at first base. And Tellez is the number 6 batter. Mark Canha, quietly one of the hottest hitters on the team. He is batting 7th and playing right field this afternoon. Bryce Terang, the second baseman, is hitting 8th. And then it's Andrew Monasterio all the way down to the 9 spot. He will man the hot corner for the Brewers in this important series finale against the veteran Kyle Hendricks. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff getting set to face this Chicago lineup. Again, it's Mike Tauchman in the leadoff spot. And the journeyman Tauchman is in center. Nico Horner playing second base and batting second again. And the best hitter of the series for the Cubs has been Ian Happ. He is hitting third and playing left yet again. Cody Bellinger is the cleanup batter for Chicago. Bellinger again plays first base. Dansby Swanson, the shortstop, will bat 5th. In right field, hitless in the series is Seiya Suzuki. He's batting 6th. Jamer Candelario, also without a hit over the first couple of games. He'll bat 7th and be the DH. Nick Madrigal gets the start at 3rd. He's hitting 8th. And the backup catcher normally gets a start for Dave Ross. It's Miguel Amaya doing the catching and hitting 9th to round out the lineup that will face Brandon Woodruff. It's the Brewers and the Cubs. The winner gets the series. All important one this afternoon coming up from Wrigley. When we return to the On Deck Show built by Menards, once again, you'll hear the voice of Lane Grindle. Keep it right here on the Brewers Radio Network.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room, living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-burner gas grill by Charbroil on sale $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, America's homegrown wireless. Hupie and Abraham, Carbless handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. Brewers Cubs, the rubber match of this three-game series is just around the corner as we continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Kyle Hendricks was on the injured list to begin the season, but he has pitched very well again for the Cubs. That makes his 33rd career start against the Brewers today. The sun has peeked out from underneath the clouds as we're just about set for first pitch. Wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards with a drive around the league. It's brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The Phillies will be the Brewers' next opponent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at home. Philadelphia is tied at 2 in the top of the fifth with the Angels. If the Phillies can win that game, they'll win a sixth straight. They're trying to complete an 8-1 homestand. And again, we'll see them after the off day Friday nights. Hendricks is just about ready to go. He'll square off against Brandon Woodruff. Pair of terrific right-handers today with the series on the line. Final game in August for the crew. And for the play-by-play, here's my broadcast partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Christian Yelich set to lead things off for the Brewers against the right-hander and the veteran Kyle Hendricks, making his 33rd career start against the Brewers. He's had good numbers against the crew over the course of his career, 10-8 with a 3.51 ERA. This season, 5-7 with a 3.80 ERA. This will be just his 19th start, as Josh told you. He began the season on the injured list. He didn't make a start until May 25th of this year. Tell you about a quick trip around the bases presented by Quick Trip. And our contestant today is Candy Benson from Argyle. If the Brewers score in this first inning, a $100 Quick Trip gift card to Candy. Compliments of Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. And enter see stores for details. Feels like somebody named Candy should win in the Quick Trip around the bases. Yelich steps in there. And the first pitch of this game is roped into right field for a base hit by Christian Yelich. First pitch and the first hit of this game. Yelich gets this game started off the right way. We got underway 1 minute late at 1:21 p.m. Very breezy today. Wind blowing in from left at north wind. So Yelich at first, and here's Contreras. And the first pitch to William is in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball, and it's 0-1. 67 degrees. Feels a little cooler than that with the breeze as well. But the sun is out for the moment here at Wrigley Field. A 1, and Contreras chops that one foul at the plate. It's 0-2. William with a 9-game hitting streak had a 5-game RBI streak that was snapped last night. He's 13 for 35 during this stretch, 3 for 9 in this series. Batting average sitting at .279 on the year for the Brewers catcher. Hendricks working from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. And Contreras took down and away with a changeup, and it's 1-2. No secrets with Hendricks. You're going to get a lot of sinkers, a lot of changeups as well from this veteran right-hander. He'll work a curve in there also very rarely. 1-2. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 1-2 on Contreras. Cubs in their home whites with the blue pinstripes. Classic look for Chicago. Brewers have their road navy tops, the gray pants. Yelich being held on by Bellinger over at first base. And a spin and a throw that way, and Yelich is back in time. Brewers had opportunities against Justin Steele early in last night's game. The big hit just evaded the Brewers in last night's contest. 1-2, and Contreras took a changeup low and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewers finished 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. The two teams were 0 for 12 last night with runners in scoring position combined. Two pitch, and Contreras took high. He's worked the count full. It's 3-2. Brewers made Justin Steele work in the first inning last night. A 29-pitch first inning last night for Steele, but he got through it and pitched really well. 3-2 swing and a miss. Went after a changeup down and away. Contreras strikes out. That's the first out here in the top of the first. Cubs defensively for you. Happ is in left. Tauchman's the center fielder. Suzuki in right. Madrigal at third. Swanson's the shortstop. Horner at second. Bellinger the first baseman. And Miguel Amaya does the catching. Here's Carlos Santana. Back in the lineup today after a couple of days off. Spin and a throw to first by Hendricks, and Yelich is back. Carlos hurt that ankle in the finale against the Padres on Sunday. He stayed in that game. Takes high, and it's 1-0. But then got to the ballpark on Monday here at Wrigley and reported being pretty sore. Had a good day yesterday on the field. He's the designated hitter today. Originally, the Brewers had him at first base. 1-0 pitch and a swing and a miss. Went after a two-seam fastball up and away. It's 1-1. I think after the Brewers thought about it for a while, realized with an off day tomorrow, you can get the bat in the lineup, but maybe give him one more day off of his feet. That turns into two more days, and then he should be ready to rock on Friday. 1-1, takes a changeup low, and it's two balls and one strike. Santana has himself an eight-game hitting streak going right now as well. A couple of home runs in that eight-game streak for Carlos. 2-1. Hit off the end of the bat, foul, up near the Cubs' third base dugout. It's two balls and two strikes. Inning began with a leadoff single from Yelich through the right side. Yelich still standing at first base with one out here. Hendricks kicks in the 2-2, and this is hit down the right field line and foul, out of play. Just got out in front of a changeup, hit it off the end of the bat as well, and pulled it into the stands. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch, up and in, and it goes full. 3-2. Yelich hit the first pitch he saw from Hendricks. Now 12 for 48 against Hendricks' lifetime for Christian. But Contreras worked the count full before striking out. Now full count against Carlos Santana. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch is high and outside. Santana works the walk. And it's first and second for the Brewers. With one away, Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and now Sal Freely comes to the plate. 2 for 5 in this series. Sal was a pinch hitter in the ninth inning last night against Adbert Alzolay. He struck out against him for the second out of that ninth inning. Had a hit in the series opener on Monday. Should say had two hits in the series opener on Monday. Hendricks brings home the first pitch to him, and he fouls it straight back. Might have got a piece of the catcher, Amaya. And it's 0-1. Freelick with a hit in that four-run first inning Monday night, then added another hit in the fifth inning of the opener of this series. 0-1 pitch. Freelick taps one towards third. Up with it as Madrigal goes to second for the only out they're going to get. Horner there at the bag covering it to retire Santana. On the play, Yelich had to jump over the baseball. He goes to third. And Freelick at first on the fielder's choice, so the Brewers have runners on the corners with two outs for Willie Adames. Adames 2 for 8 in the series with an RBI. launched a ball to the warning track at left center last night in the ninth inning that on most nights at this ballpark in August would have tied the game. But not last night, and I would venture a guess, not today either. That would be right into the teeth of the wind on a day like today. First pitch to Willie, and he pops it up. This one on the infield left side. Swanson racing in. He makes the catch near the mound before the wind got done with that one. And the inning is over. Brewers got a couple of men aboard. And they end up stranding two here in the top of the first. 0-0 ball game as we head to the bottom of the first on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got six flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score, Brewers and Cubs. In this series finale here this afternoon at Wrigley, Mike Tauchman leads off for Chicago, and the first pitch from Brandon Woodruff missed inside with a four-seam fastball, and it's 1-0. Tauchman hitting 260 on the year with seven home runs and 42 driven in. Woodruff working from the windup, the 1-0 delivery, and he missed inside with another fastball, and it goes to two balls and no strikes. Tauchman is 1-for-3 in this series. He got the start in center field in last night's game. And Woodruff's 2-0 pitch is low. That was the two-seam fastball that time. It goes to three balls and no strikes on Tauchman. Woodruff again from the windup to 3-0. That is right through there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Brewers defensively left to right in the outfield. Yelich, Frelick, Canna. On the infield, Monasterio at third. Adames the shortstop. Terang at second. Telez the first baseman today. 3-1 is low, and he walks Tauchman to start up the bottom of the first. So both teams get their leadoff man aboard here in the first inning. And that gets Nico Horner to the plate against Woodruff. Contreras does the catching today for Woody. Horner has had his struggles against Woodruff in his career. He's just 1-for-16 against Brandon. First pitch to Horner. Is a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Nice season put together so far for the Cubs second baseman, hitting 278 with nine home runs, and he's driven in 62. A one pitch is a swing and a miss. He just overpowered him with a fastball right down the middle at 96. And it's 0-2, and I think Horner's going to use his timeout for a moment. He is. And after Woodruff just blew that pitch by him, I'd probably take a timeout and think about that for a second, too. Woodruff looking over his shoulder at Tachman. And here's the 0-2 pitch. Missed. And it got a piece of Horner. Fastball up and in. It just clipped him. And Brewers, I think, are barking a little bit at home plate umpire DJ Rayburn on that one. So we get a look at it. I think they were trying to argue that Horner almost stuck his elbow out. I don't think you're going to win that argument. It got a piece of that padding on his left elbow. And now first and second and nobody out. And Ian Happ is the batter, and the first pitch is up and in. It's 1-0.
So. Well, he didn't lean into it, but he certainly didn't try to get out of the way of it.
No, he stood there and took it. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss by Happ. And it's a ball and a strike. Seven-game hitting streak for Happ. He homered in the series opener on Monday. 16 home runs on the season for Happ. And the 1-1. Missed down and away with a changeup. It's two balls and one strike. Happ has seen Woodruff as much as anybody in this Cubs lineup. He's 7-for-32 against Woodruff in his career. He's homered against him three times. 2-1 pitch. Hit high and deep to right field. Racing back is Mark Canna. That is off of the ivy. Canna gets it on a couple of hops. Around third and headed for home is Tachman. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time. And the Cubs take a 1-0 lead. Stopping at third is Horner. Happ with an RBI double. 27th double of the season for the Cubs left fielder. He got a changeup that was up more than Woodruff wanted it to be. And he ripped it off the wall and right. And Canna did a pretty good job of getting back to that ball quickly. But now second and third and still nobody out. And here's Bellinger. First pitch to Bellinger. Swing and a miss at a nasty changeup down and away. He got a very awkward flailing swing from Bellinger. It's 0-1. So a walk and a hit batter. And Woodruff in some trouble here in the bottom of the first. Now time is called. Brewers bring the infield halfway, but not all the way in here. A one. Swing and a foul off the end of the bat. It's 0-2. Came back with another changeup off the plate. And Bellinger has swung at the first two changeups that Woodruff has brought his way. Woodruff looks back at second. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. That was the fastball at 97. Woodruff, after those two changeups, was thinking he could get one past Bellinger. And Bellinger was able to get the bat to it, at least to foul it off. 0-2 pitch. And he fouled that one back and into the net. And it stays at 0-2. Infield has crept up a couple of extra steps now with two strikes against Bellinger. Now right on the edge of the grass for all four infielders for the Brewers. You've got Horner at third and Happ at second base. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by Bellinger at the very top of the strike zone. And that is a huge first out for Woodruff. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's one away now for Dansby Swanson. And Contreras is going to come out and chat with Woodruff, probably give him a chance to catch his breath a little bit as well. Before Swanson steps in there. Swanson, another guy that has faced Woodruff plenty over the course of their careers, including in the postseason when he was a member of the Atlanta Braves. Woodruff trying to keep it to just a one-run bottom of the first. He's still got work to do in order to make that happen here. Swanson hitting .248, 19 home runs, and 65 driven in. First pitch brought home. And this is lifted towards left. Coming in is Yelich. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Horner. No throw. And the Cubs take a 2-0 lead. So Swanson with a sack fly to left. And now two outs and a runner at second is Happ. And Seiya Suzuki coming to the plate. All things considered, should Woodruff get out of this inning and only give up the two runs? It's not optimal, but it is something you can live with if you're the Brewers. Considering how the inning began with a walk, a hit batter, and an RBI double. So here's Suzuki, who's 0 for his last 7 at the plate. Woodruff looks back at second base. And the first pitch brought home is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. 265 hitter. 13 home runs, 48 driven in. He was hot coming into this series, but the Brewers have pitched him well so far. There's another strike. Fastball at 97 right at the knees, and it's 0-2 on Suzuki. Now, there's been a lot going on in the first inning of all three of these games. 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air to right field. Canna breaking back, still drifting back onto the edge of the warning track to make the catch. And the inning is over. Cubs get two. They have scored in all three of these games in the first inning. They lead it 2-0 as we head to the second on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Sunday is the easiest day to enjoy Brewers baseball in 2023 with the all-new Sunday Fun Day Bundle. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and a parking pass for only $59. Get yours at brewers.com/funday. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Well, a 2-0 Cubs lead as we head to the second inning here at Wrigley. Rowdy Tellez to lead things off for the crew against Hendricks. And Hendricks' first pitch of this second inning is taken for a strike on the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Rowdy hitting .218, 13 home runs, and 44 driven in. For Tellez, 4 for his last 9 with a home run. And the 0-1 to Rowdy. Way inside, and it's a ball and a strike. DJ Rayburn is our home plate umpire. Angel Hernandez, the first base ump. Crew chief James Hoyes at second base. And John Lipka, your third base umpire this afternoon. Hendricks 1-1, and this is lined into left center field. That is going to get down for Rowdy Tellez, and Tauchman did a good job of getting over there and collecting it on a hop and holding Tellez to a long single. Boy, Tauchman did a great job because that ball looked like it was going to roll all the way to the wall, and if it was able to do so, Rowdy would be standing at second base right now, but Tauchman able to hold him to just a single. And the Brewers, for the second consecutive inning, get a leadoff single. And now here's Mark Canna, who's been red hot at the plate of late. First pitch to Canna. He is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Canna's average up to 254. 8 home runs, 43 driven in. He is 3-for-8 in this series with a home run and 2 RBIs. Had the blast to left center on Monday night. 0-1. And Canna took another strike. That was the changeup that time. On the outside edge, it's 0-2. Canna hitting .333 over his last 17 games. He started his Brewers tenure 0-for-10. He's been really good ever since then. 0-2 pitch. Canna lines it off of the glove of Hendricks, who picks it up and will toss to first to retire Canna. Telez goes to second on the play. That ball was hit very hard. And Hendricks wasn't able to field it cleanly initially, but he picked it up and had plenty of time. It was actually bounced right in front of home plate on one hop to Hendricks, but boy, it had some juice on it. And now here's Bryce Terang with a runner in scoring position and one away. First pitch to Terang is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Terang with a hit in last night's game. He's 1-for-7 in this series. Hendricks brings home the 0-1 pitch, and Terang took away. It's 1-1. Terang, the hero of last Wednesday's extra innings win over the Twins. Had that infield single to third base that won the game. Pitch missed low. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. A walk-off for Terang, and that has been a theme over the course of this year. The freshmen, as they call them, coming up big in extra innings and with walk-off hits. 2-1. Swing and a miss. And a good changeup down and away, and it's 2-2. Terang 3-for-18 since that walk-off. Basically covering a week of games. Hendricks 2-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Fastball right at the knees. Terang strikes out. That is the second strikeout recorded by Hendricks. And there's 2 away for Andrew Monasterio, the Brewers' number 9 hitter. 2-for-7 in this series for Monasterio. We have not seen him hit this low in the order for a while. There was a stretch for about a month where Monasterio was hitting in the middle of this lineup with the damage that he was doing. First pitch to him, and he takes outside. It's 1-0. Inning began with a leadoff single from Rowdy Tellez. He stands at second with 2 outs. Hendricks 1-0 to Monasterio. Is a check swing, little blooper into shallow right. Going out and making the catch is Nico Horner. Oh, it's a great play by Horner. Looked like that had a chance to find the grass in shallow right. But instead, Horner retires Monasterio. And the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, a man left. We go to the bottom of 2. It's 2-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Huppie and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Huppie and Abraham, Huppie.com.
Cubs lead the Brewers 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Jamer Candelario is the batter to lead off for the Cubs. Takes a first pitch strike from Woodruff, and it's 0-1. Fleet Farm has what you need one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Woodruff's 0-1 pitch to Candelario. That missed low with a slider. And it's 1-1. The DH today for these Cubs. 263 average, 19 home runs. He has driven in 65. And Woodruff's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Came back with another slider. That time Candelario offered at it, and it's 1-2. Woodruff looking in and brings home the 1-2 pitch. Rolls one to second base. Ranging to his left is Terang. Runs toward the bag and then tosses to Telez for the first out of the inning. One away for Nick Madrigal. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So here's Madrigal, hitting 275 on the year. 0-3 in this series so far. Woodruff's first pitch to him. He is in there for a strike with a big curveball, and it's 0-1. And beautiful day, really, all things considered. This, again, feels a little bit like October baseball. 0-1. Flinched at a sinker down. That was a pretty good pitch. That missed down technically, but looked like it was a strike. It's 1-1 here on Madrigal. Here's the pitch. And he caught the inside corner that time. And it's 1-2. Madrigal now will use his timeout with two strikes against him. Yeah, the sun is shining. It is breezy. It is chilly. It is, again, jacket weather here today in Wrigley. As the 1-2 pitch coming home, and he took away. And the count evens at 2-2 on Madrigal. You've got the catcher Miguel Amaya in the on-deck circle. A 2-0 Cubs lead. Bottom of the second inning. Nobody on and one away. Woodruff from the windup to 2-2, and he got him looking. Two-seam fastball right at the knees. Ortho ASAP strikeout. That's the second one of the afternoon for Woodruff, and there's two away for Amaya. Summertime, we were just talking about autumn, and autumn is a fine time as well for a grill full of Usinger brats. First pitch to Amaya is a little bit outside of that fastball. It's 1-0. And you can still get into that freezer full of Cedar Crest ice cream or custard in the fall. Every time's a good time for that. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss at a slider. And it's 1-1. It does not get much better than that. We're going to have, hopefully, postseason baseball coming up at American Family Field. And those tailgates are going to smell of Usinger brats. Pitch misses down and in. 2-1. My favorite part about October baseball, much like opening day, walking the parking lot and enjoying the tailgating in Milwaukee. Nobody does it better. 2-1 pitch is a little bit outside. It's 3-1 here on Amaya, who's hitting 235 on the air as the Cubs' backup catcher. Four home runs and 17 driven in. Yan Gomes caught the first two games of this series. But Amaya gets the call today. Here's the 3-1. And he fouled it back and out of play, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Cubs with a two-run bottom of the first against Woodruff. A walk and a hit batter loomed large. Those were the two runs that came around to score. Woodruff's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by him at 96. And a good bounce-back inning for Woodruff as he retires the Cubs 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second. We go to the third. 2-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Good.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Leading the Brewers as we head to the third inning and in with the play-by-play. Here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thanks very much. It's Christian Yelich to begin things against Kyle Hendricks. Wind up in the first pitch, and Christian took it right down the middle for a strike. Yelich singled on the first pitch to begin the ball game, but was later stranded at third. Hendricks full windup, the 0-1. A little bit inside. Actually, it was high over the plate, but above the zone, 1-1. Well, the beginning of this game reminds you a lot of the beginning of last night's game. 1-1 pitch. Yelich takes off the plate away with a change. It's 2-1. Last night, Justin Steele was in trouble early, as Kyle Hendricks has been for the first couple of frames today, but the Brewers didn't score against either of them. The 2-1. Yelich lifts a foul into the seats, third base side, and it's 2-2. In fact, there's been a leadoff single each inning thus far against Kyle Hendricks. Meanwhile, the Cubs scratching two runs across against Woodruff in the bottom of the first. 2-0 Chicago. The 2-2 pitch. Outside, he took the change, and it's a full count. Yelich, Contreras, Santana. Due in the third against Kyle Hendricks. The overhead wind, 3-2. Swung on and tapped out in front of the plate. This will be a play for Hendricks, who picks it up barehanded and throws it away. Goes out of play into the netting, and that'll give second base to Christian Yelich. I think Hendricks had Christian by about a step if he made an accurate throw, but it was wide of Bellinger. They're going to rule it an infield hit for Yelich, and he moves up to second on the E1. And all three innings now, the Brewers have had a leadoff hit.
I think he had more time than he thought, Josh. It looked like he picked it up. He barely even looked at first base, and he flew open on the throw. That was weird mechanics for a guy that is a veteran like Kyle Hendricks to throw that ball away like he did.
It's almost like he just didn't have a grip on the baseball. And here comes William Contreras, and he takes a strike with a change on the outside corner. Yelich, by the way, is now 5-for-10 in this series. He is having a great week in Wrigley. Contreras struck out his first time. He'll try to move him along. 0-1. Lifted foul out of play, first base side, and he's behind 0-2.